Mentioned that three people got saved downtown. So, rather,
you know what? As I was testifying down there and telling people that if you want change in your life, you have to sacrifice to Jesus. You have to give it all to Jesus, and it's not going to be easy. But the testimonies begin to come in. Ron, you prayed for me right here last month, and I got housing. And other people started to line up because they seen the testimony coming back from those that God has answered prayers. Our God is alive.
Yes. Yeah. Amen, brother. That's good stuff. Amen. Amen. God is good. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 21. And Jim and Alita, they dropped a pamphlet out on the foyer out there at the table on what the presidential candidates, what they stand for, what they believe. So you can look at those. And I want to encourage you to vote.
Yeah.
Say amen.
Amen.
Encourage you to vote. Hallelujah. God is good.
Amen.
I say God is good.
Amen.
When it comes to our King, and having things new, I like things that are new. Who likes things that are new?
Amen.
Okay, three of you. Okay, have old stuff that doesn't work. I like things that are new.
Right.
When it comes to our relationship with Christ, He makes all things new. When Jesus is there, He is Lord of our life. John and Sam, God just impressed in my heart. Keep praying for your family, and He's going to deal with the hurt. Because there's been some rejection on the ministry side that has affected deep within their spirit, that He wants to iron that out. So keep praying that. God's heard your prayers. Keep praying that. That's softening begin to come. Amen? I just want to encourage that there. Good to see you, Ernie. I'm glad you're here. Amen. Been praying for him and his legs there, so it's good to see you. I mean, as our God answers prayer. We need to thank Him too. Many times we pray, we need to thank God. There needs to be a time where you just thank the Lord for what He's done. Even if it's for somebody else. It does something inside. In Genesis 21, verse 10, my message title is this, The Birth of Something New, Part 2. It says, Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. When it comes to these areas, this is a hard portion of Scripture. Abraham has faced, he's fathered this child. The child's been in the home some 13 years. And now he's saying, now remove this child from your home. I mean, that would be difficult. But the truth is this, if you have two ladies in your house, one wants to be pregnant, one can't, one becomes, how many of those, that's a little bit of a jealousy situation. Like I shared last week, my wife said this to me, there is no way I'm giving you to another woman so you can have a child by them. My wife said, if it doesn't happen through me, it's not happening. So the miracle needs to be me. How many think Sarah should have said that? Like Tiger mentioned on the way out last week, a whole nation will be birthed because Abraham hearkened. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't listen to your wife, because we're going to get in a moment here that she's actually going to speak what is true. But when God speaks, even as a couple, you both got to hear from the Lord. Say amen. Too many times we can get in the flesh and say, so now I shared last week when he said, hey, take Hagar, have a child by her. Here's Abraham. Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Do you know what? He didn't really seek the Lord, as it says in Scripture, with all his heart. How many know sometimes a good idea can end up in the flesh? For here, a whole nation was birthed. If you think about that. And then every turmoil between the Arabs and the Israelis have continued. How many of those, that's a pretty big event. Just like when Adam and Eve sinned, sin passed on to all. There are times where we can't affect others. How many want to make right choices? And how many are glad some of our choices haven't affected a whole generation? Say amen. Sometimes, oh Lord, thank you. For homework this week, I want you to read chapters 4 and 5 from Galatians for some of you that want to do that. But now all of a sudden a word's going to come. I want you to put out. And at this portion here, look at verse 12, Genesis 21:12. And God said unto Abraham, notice God said, Let this not be grievous in your sight because of the lad, because of the bondwoman. For all that Sarah has said to you, hearken unto her voice, for Isaac thy seed shall be called. This is the time where God said, now I want you to listen to your wife. The first time he didn't consult. Now he's saying the Lord spoke a word. Hey, listen to her because she's carrying my word in this situation. If you're taking notes today, for things to be new, we need to put out the flesh. We all have it, but we need to put out the flesh. The flesh is subject to bondage. Say amen. If the church can walk into the Spirit, it has more power than ever. This church here, here's a true fact. We will not grow, we will not build, we will not do anything but by His Spirit. No gimmicks, no schemes, no all that. It's got to be done by the Holy Spirit. The Lord spoke that to me when we planted this church. I will not do it any other way. Amen. How many knows that's a good way? It's also a hard way. Because when we walk in the flesh, we're not being in the position where we need to be. For the truth is this. Abraham loved his son, Ishmael. He did. He's the eldest one. For 13 years he's been around, and now all of a sudden you have to put him out. How many think that would be difficult? It was. Even God had to speak a word. I know this is hard, but I need you to hearken. I'll break it down today. We all have flesh, but we need to crucify that. Because the flesh and the spirit do not work together. Amen. Come on. To make things new, we need to walk in newness of life. Newness of that spirit. For many of you know, and look at verse 13. For out of the bondwoman a nation, because he is your seed. And that's true. For the things to become new, we need to bring some separation from the world. More than ever, Christians need to be separate from the world. We're in it, but we're not of it. There's a big difference. We need to live that type of life. I want our relationship with the Lord to be so current, but it's new every day. Come on, why not? How vast is your God? Can you exhaust His wisdom, His understanding? Can you really exhaust all His holiness? Like I shared in the beginning, when the angels look at him and see a new glimpse of holy, it's a new glimpse of holy. They're not programmed. It's holy. 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 That's the way heaven's going to be forever. You can never exhaust your God. But in this life, many times, things become ritual, ritualistic. It becomes like going through the motions. We need to continue to walk in newness. Say amen. That means the washing of the word. You could have a brand new car and never wash it, never change its oil, never do anything, and sooner or later it's going to wear down. Sooner or later it's not even going to look like it was new. Amen. What about us? We need the washing of the Word and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. I want tomorrow's relationship with the Lord to be fresh and current, amen, like brand new. That you start to love Him more because you know Him. You love Him out of wisdom and knowledge. Can that happen? How many of us we can continue to stoke that up? That means, Lord, I want to know You. It's exciting. I'm more excited about serving the Lord now than I have in years past. Why not? Why does it have to be old? Oh, I've been saved for a while. Well, good. Then you should be more like Him. That's the quest in this life, to know Him. Say amen. How many of us He's doing something new? How many are seeing the separation? I see this happening big time. Those that are walking in the Spirit and those that are trusting in the flesh. I see it big time. It's evident all over. If there's anything I can thank God for the virus, well, He isn't into the sickness, but I can thank God He's still using it. For those who are called by His name are humbling themselves and praying and seeking His face. I mean, those intercession is going up. We're not the only ones praying. Intercession is going up. That's a good thing. Here's a sad fact. If the believers of today will not walk with Him, He'll raise up another generation that will. If we think we're all that in the bag of chips, we're not. Say amen. The old generation that walked in the wilderness, they all perished there. The new generation walked in. But God wants us all to walk in. How many of us that means that we're all? Listen, the old and the new have to walk together in this with new wineskins. Some of you have wisdom of God that people are going to come in, they need your wisdom. They do. Then we need to be ready for it. When God brings in the last day harvest, it's going to be a raw harvest. Will you be able to handle if somebody's cussing down the hallway? Or you got to say, you can't say that here? How many knows you got to clean the fish after you catch it, not before? We shouldn't be looking to say, hey, you get your life right, all good, then come to this church. No, you come as you are. Then we need to be strong and mature in that. But people also need to detect that we have something in us they need and want. The other day I was with my neighbor. And my neighbor, you know, I was helping him a little bit on his pickup truck. And he was said a few four-letter words. That does not freak me out. Say amen. But all of a sudden, he said this. Oh, I'm sorry for that. I didn't ask him to. I didn't make him feel bad. I didn't tell him he said a wrong word. I didn't do anything but just help. How many knows God's Spirit was still there?
Amen.
How many knows He walks with you? It's not a matter of you can do this, you can't do this. Just be who Christ called you to be. How many knows the Holy Spirit's able to take care of the rest of that? Come on. Notice in these portions of Scripture, separate yourself here. I know it's difficult. Now here's what I want you to do, Abraham. Listen to your wife and set them apart. There's already going to be a seed. He's already going to have a great nation. But the promise is going to come through Isaac. We cannot expect God's Spirit to work through the flesh. We can't look for that harvest. Satan wants the church to expect the flesh to be Lord. When we have to have Jesus as Lord. It's what makes us different. The only difference between me and somebody else is God's Spirit's within me if I'm born again. There's not enough talk about being born again. Do you know that? And when I share with somebody, they ask me, and I get this often, oh, you're one of those born-again believers. I never get offended at that. I always stop and say, what do you mean by that? I make them explain to me what born-again means. Well, you know, I go, I do know. Do you know really what it means? Most of them cannot answer it. They just heard it. Heard it in a conversation or a cuss word. And then I can explain to them, here's what it means to be born again. God's Spirit comes into your life, makes your spirit alive. I mean, it's an excellent opportunity to witness. Come on, the world does not know the truth about it. I mean, we need to separate, but if the church is in the world and stays in the world, if Isaac, listen to me, and Hagar and Ishmael all stayed in the same area with Abraham and Sarah, it would have changed the environment of the child growing up. Separate. The seed's coming through him. I know it's difficult. I didn't ask you to father this child. You did that all on your own. That's on your ballpark. I promised you a kid and here he is. I did not promise you by the flesh. If we expect to walk in the flesh and walk in the Spirit, it's just not going to accomplish anything. I'm in the flesh, but my weapons aren't in the... They're not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. This mind needs to be renewed. Is this good? How much we need to do it today? We have to start looking and say, I need to separate myself from the world. How about this? Secondly, we need to remove ourselves from sinful things. He said, cast out this bondwoman. Put them out. Isaiah 52 verse 11. Depart, it says, depart. Go out from hence. Don't touch the unclean thing. Don't touch it in the midst of her. Be clean, you that bear the vessels of the Lord. In Ephesians 5, verse 11, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Now, that doesn't mean we don't reach it, but we can't take part of it either. When you put it out, notice that you put it out. That means you clean your house. Just like when you first got saved, things became new, it still needs to be new. You may not have a physical idol set up, but what's your default? What happens when you're upset? What do? What's your natural response in the natural? Sometimes those got to change. Well, I'm Irish. Well, I'm this. All that's got to change. That's all flesh. I still have flesh. Oh, Pastor, you're perfect. No, I still have flesh. How many still have flesh? Amen? My wife's better at this than me. I struggle when people just cut me off. Like they just don't care. And then they drive 35 in a 70 in front of me. Okay, I work on that. Is that okay to say? No, Pastor should be perfect. I'm like, gas pedal's on the right. Just press it down a little bit farther. And I begin to talk to myself. And my wife's saying, what are you saying? I said, just press on that gas pedal. The only person who can hear you is me. And she's right. I'm the only person who's hearing that. Lord, I need a little more patience in this area. How many of us are still working on it? What still ticks you off? What still gets you in the flesh? How many of us, we all have it. Then, Lord, I want to change that area. God's setting up Isaac's home to be the promise. Abraham, set your home up for the promises now in your house. The miracle is in your house. You did not bring this to pass. I did. You're old, she's old. She can't have kids, and you're definitely 99 years old. Come on. I brought the miracle forth. Your way did not work. Listen to me. The church that's walked in the flesh for so long, it has not worked. You have a great congregation of people together, but there's no faith. The more people you got together, the greater the faith should be in that environment. But it's not that way in this state. It's not that way in this country. We've trusted in the natural more than we have the supernatural. Well, that's good preaching today, Pastor. Listen, Christians, we need to realize the world is not going to love us. In John 15, verse 19, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, I have chosen you out of the world. Well, therefore, the world hates you. If the world is our best friend, I guarantee there's some compromises going on. Well, I want everybody to love me. I want everybody to love Jesus. Was Jesus perfect? Yes or no? Was he perfect? In every way. Did people still hate him? If they hated him, I'm imperfect. They're not going to like me either. But the truth is that Jesus said, if they hate you, they hated me first. You may be the vessel it's directed at, but don't take offense to that. Realize it's me. It's the spirit that I represent. We need to represent the spirit of Christ today. And the world is not going to like that new. How many see sometimes what's hidden in men's hearts? Sometimes it creeps up and manifests. Can you imagine when the Antichrist finally takes reign? The Bible says in Revelation, people will do this. They will curse God and shake their fist at him. Even though he gave them a space to repent, they will curse his name. That's reality in America and around the world. It's just more and more manifesting. I may see that happening today. The book of Revelation is being fulfilled right before our eyes. Every scripture is coming to pass. More than ever, God's going to gather, but he's also going to gather up a remnant in these days to call him blessed. I may want to be on that train, running on those tracks. Hallelujah. Can I share this vision God gave me one time about a train? On this train, I saw it vivid, like an old, remember the old steam engines, the old smoke ones come out? He gave me a picture vision of that. And in each car, there was a different representation of humanity. There was one car where they were just worshiping and just loving and serving the Lord. Then the next car behind them were people that just like to come to church and be comfortable. Well, I'm glad I put my time in. Then each car had a different class. And then finally, there were spiritual hobos. Remember hobos? They were on the caboose in the back. They were just along for the ride. And the Lord said to me, each one could move up if they wanted to, but they get comfortable where they're at. And then they set the environment which they live. And I'm like, Lord, I want to move closer to you. The closer we get to Jesus, the more on fire you're going to be. Say amen. I just don't want to ride this train. I want to be involved with it. Okay, three of you agreeing with me? Listen to me, for things to become new, we need to keep ourselves from unruly people. This is hard. There was a reason why he put out Ishmael and Hagar. There was a reason. God saw the life on which it was going to be. In fact, the matter is, the Israelis and the Arabs are still mocking today, as it says in Scripture. Could you imagine that household? You got two women from two different families, and now they're both in the same home. Flesh and spirit will never get along. If we think it will, we're going to miss out. In 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 6, it says this, "Now I command you, brethren, that in the name of the Lord Jesus, you withdraw yourself from every brother that walks disorderly, for those who walk after traditions which you've not received from us." Now that doesn't mean you don't reach a brother or care for him or even reach out to him. But personal association, there are times, sometimes you've got to have some balance in your life. I'm serious. There are some people that will just bring you down. Amen. Learn boundaries. I said learn boundaries. Doesn't mean you're not going to reach them or care for them, but guess what? If they're ruining your home, you've got to change that situation. Say amen.
Amen.
I've lived long enough in my life, I've had people stay with me, didn't have homes. I have a rule, don't steal from me. If you do, you're gone. You're gone. You're gone. I don't care how you are, you're gone. Guess what? They stole from me. When I wasn't home, went through my jewelry box, I had a couple of nice rings, came home, they weren't there. Confront the individual, do you take my stuff? No. Then I'm going to go through all your stuff. Oh, that looks like mine right there. Hit the road. That's still love, isn't it? I mean, it was, you don't live by the rule. Next thing is, you don't bring turmoil in the home either. You got battles outside, you're not bringing it to my doorstep.
Amen.
Say amen. How many of you, sometimes you got to set some boundaries. With those boundaries, I had some good people stay with me. Get them on their feet, move on out in life. Keep going. But I've also had to put some people out because you don't abide by the rules. For Abraham, he had to look past his fleshly desires and the ability to conceive and father a child to realize you have the promise where the Savior is going to come forth. You need to get your house in order. We need to get our house in order, church. If we want God to move in our midst like we want, then our house needs to be... Then unruly people that are dragging you down... And how many have wisdom here? Doesn't mean you don't reach people or love people. I'm not talking about any of that. But if they're in your personal life and they're tearing you up, they're tearing up your family, something's got to change. I said something's got to change. Is that good? We move on. When it comes to something new, Galatians 4, flip there for a minute. Galatians 4. Now what's your homework today? Read 4 and 5. That'll go along with what I'm doing here. Read Galatians 4 and 5. In Galatians 4, verse 24, when it comes to these heirs today, there are two covenants in operation. They're like an allegory. These two covenants, one of them was from Mount Sinai, which genders to bondage. The other is the spirit of life. We have to realize that when flesh is operation, it has its own ways, sin and death. When the spirit is life and peace. Well, I have both those working in me. I'm in the flesh. I have it. But I also have a spirit inside. So there's a war going on inside, even within me. Sometimes I want to do this and I don't do this, and things I should do I don't do, and things I shouldn't. And how many of us, that's a battle. You mind this, you work on this. Sometimes that you're praying the Lord give you an answer and you answer yourself. Because sometimes we sound pretty convincing. Oh, nobody in here. How many of us, sometimes, Lord, we got to wait for that answer, wait for that word. If Abraham would have waited, a nation wouldn't have been there, a whole lot of less struggles would have manifested. True? And Sarah, what are you doing giving your husband to her anyways? Say amen. How many ladies could do that? Here you go. Becky's back there. It ain't happening in my home. How many of us, truthfully, we can make some bonehead decisions when we're in the flesh, right? And sometimes we can agree with bonehead decisions. These two covenants are still there today. One is subject to the law. Listen to me, the law, the Old Testament covenant was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. But when God revealed, thou shalt not, sin was exposed and we all died. None of us could keep the law because it was weak, because it was according to the flesh. All of us failed. That's why Jesus came to fulfill the law. If we're now in the Spirit and grace, we can't live according to the law. We can't co-mix those two and say, well, I'm going to thou shalt not here, and thou shalt I'm going to do here. No, you keep Christ, you'll fulfill the law. For the Old Testament, they stretched the law so far, it became none effect. When it should have been a teacher to bring us to Christ. Every sacrifice they made should have put them one more day closer for Jesus to come. That's the only reason he accepted it back then. Because Jesus was coming. Too many people want to live according to rules instead of relationship with him. I mean, as you get filled with the Spirit, you love the Lord, you'll keep the law. I'm not hung up on what day you worship. I'm not. If we met on Saturday, that wouldn't be any less than a Christian. If we met on Friday or Tuesday or Wednesday, it's not the day. It's the day we've set aside to serve him. It's working for us on this Sunday. That's just serving the Lord. Amen? Now, if you were an unbeliever and you were my neighbor and you invited me over for a steak barbecue dinner, baked beans, mashed potatoes, corn cooked on the grill, that smell was lingering over my fence. Like, I want you to come over and have dinner with us. And then all of a sudden I looked over the grill and there's this little idol hanging there. Ooh, would the pastor get all religious? Oh, I can't go over there. They got an idol set up over their grill. It'll curse that meat. I won't be able to eat it. Or could the pastor go, oh, that idol's nothing. I serve the King of Kings. Amen. I'll pray over it. It'll all be good. Amen. I could eat it and still not go to hell. But if it caused you to stumble by me eating it, I would refrain. How many of us, we need it for conscience sake. But the idol is nothing. I'll thank God and chow down. How many of us, we're preferring others better than ourselves? Come on. There's two covenants now. There's one of the flesh and one of the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. I want this church to walk in the Spirit. We're good at complaining about things. Praying for it brings the change. Come on. We need to do some more praying in these areas. In Galatians 4, verse 29, it says this, for then was born after the flesh, persecuted him who was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. It's so true. What's after the flesh is still persecuting that which is after the Spirit. It's going to be no different through any generation as well as through the Arab and Israeli nations. The law of Moses and the gospel, you can't mix that now. It's the world and the flesh. We've learned from that. We've grown from that. And now Jesus fulfilled the law. So now we can take its examples as our own. But the law could not make you perfect because the flesh. Only Jesus could. Say amen. I mean, he fulfilled the law. I don't have to worry about thou shalt not when I'm serving our God. This new covenant brought me freedom, righteousness, and life. I need to stay clear from being in bondage again. I mean, I know this for a fact. I know people, they're good people, but they do so much in the natural to make themselves right with the Lord. I got to do this, I got to say this, I got to move this, I got to do this, and then I know I'm right. Well, I don't really know, but I know I'm right. They'll feel good about themselves. And many times it's more than what Scripture says to do. Come on, it's according to works. Say amen. How many knows we can bring other people in bondage? Back in the 60s, a lot of people had longer hair. For some churches, they weren't welcome. Your hair's too long. You can't be here. To look like us, you got to be like us. That's what I appreciated about Chuck Smith back in Costa Mesa. He said, I'm going to invite all the hippies in my church. You can come in flip-flops and sandals. You can come in your bathing suit. Just come to service. Thousands of people came and got saved. Even his board at that time, they said, Pastor, we don't want it. He said this, if I have to vacuum and dust and change every pew, every service, we'll do that because people are coming in. They all changed. How many of us, we need to be ready. It's not that we're compromising the gospel, but sometimes we can legislate people right out of church. They can't even fulfill those things. We can't be those type of people. We can't set this up. In Romans 10 verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. He is that wall. He's broken down that wall, that partition, Ephesians 2, 14 and 15. Colossians 2, 14 through 17, he's blot out the handwriting of ordinance against us. I love this verse. It's one of my favorite ones. It's like, here's all my sins, all the ordinances against it, everything in my life, even the bondage of the law, and he's blotted it out. Every one of my sins have been blotted out by the blood of Christ. That is such good news. I don't have to have that over my head. I don't have to worry about that. I have been forgiven. And in that, I keep my relationship. If I sin again, I keep it current. Lord, forgive me of that. Instantly, I'm forgiven again. That's good news. What if every handwriting of ordinance against you was blotted out? He nailed it to the cross. Up there, he took my sins and he nailed it there. You've been crucified with Christ. Hallelujah. That's why we got to keep crucifying this fleshly nature because it rises up every single day. Tomorrow you're going to wake up with flesh. Oh, nobody here. You're all perfect in this church. Each one of us have to crucify that affections and lust, nailing it to the cross. Since I know this, isn't it new? If you understand that everything's been forgiven, doesn't that make you new? Then you need to be reminded of it again. Remind yourself, I've been forgiven. And I've been forgiven of so much. Not one sin. Not even 10 sins. How many sins have you been forgiven of? How many trespasses? When you realize that today becomes new, this is the day the Lord has made. Hallelujah. I will rejoice and be glad in it. All my sins have been nailed upon the cross. Every ordinance written by man, by the enemy, has been nailed there. Hallelujah. There's a lot of ordinances even when it comes to cities. You can do this, can't put your garbage out here, can't paint here. If you got an association you live in, they tell you the color of your paint in your house, what they can do. It gets pretty deep. Sometimes you got to pay these people and you don't even know why you got to pay them. It's like that. Dun, 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 dun. Huh? Yes, that's right. But how many is that? It's all been nailed. If it's nailed and forgiven, it's forgotten. Amen. Will you thank him when you get there for forgiving you? Amen. How many, if you have a crown, you'll cast it at his feet? Amen. It's not a matter of like, well, maybe I'll do that. Lord, you don't get mine because if I throw it in this big pile, I don't know if I'm going to get it back. There's so many crowns in there, man. Man, I don't know. I'm not giving it up. How many of us, even selfishness will be done away with? Humility needs to be our portion. But we want something new. We can't have them coincide with the flesh. Can't do it. I want you to walk in the Spirit. We need to break down strongholds. The enemy has lavished long enough with a weak church. That as soon as he raises his ugly head and roars, the church has cowered down and been afraid. We've hid behind the armor instead of using it. We've allowed others to speak our victory instead of we ourselves declaring he is Lord. Then today's it's changing. Hallelujah. It's changing today. That we're putting out the bond woman and her child. We're putting out the flesh to walk in something new. If we do this, the power of Christ will rest on us. In John 16, verse 33, he says, I've spoken these words unto you that you might have peace. Do we need peace today?
Yeah.
Then the word that he's spoken, that even today, in the midst of all this garbage, he's still speaking peace to the church. I'm speaking this because he's not ignorant. Here's what he says. He says, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I know what you're going to go through. More people know about this pandemic, about COVID-19, than they do about Jesus Christ. There's a problem. The church has talked more about the virus than about the Savior. It needs to reverse. Changing it now. Amen? Changing it. I'm changing it. Lord, speaking, you're the victor. You're our victory. Hallelujah. Amen? Maybe there needs to be more healing in stores. That'd be novel. How about come upon whole families? Can God do it? That means the church is walking in the Spirit. Let's walk in the Spirit, church. Not perfecting it in the flesh. Not saying, hey, I'm going to start off here, then perfect it here. Can't do that. Foolish Galatians, you think you can start off in the Spirit, perfect it in the flesh? It just doesn't happen. We need to walk in the power of Christ because God said, as I've overcome, so shall you. You are overcoming people. I'm an overcomer. Today, the world, the flesh, and the devil, every believer must overcome those three. It's a minimum standard and requirements. The world, the flesh, and the devil. And God gives you the power to do all. Hallelujah. When it comes to the demonic trinity, the beast, the false prophet, the truth is that Satan knows his time is short. And he's going to come forth with a vengeance and anger upon the land. But God says, I'll make a way for you as a church. I'll make a way. Your weapons aren't carnal. Stop being carnal with it. They're mighty through God to pull down strongholds. Let's start pulling down the strongholds. The blinders on people's eyes. When it comes to over nations, I really believe this. In my encounter as a pastor, I've noticed that there are regional areas where there are demonic strongholds that are fortified. There's influences from the demonic side over leadership and way leadership operates. We need to speak into that. We need to bring down those strongholds. How many of us, we can do that mighty through Christ. If you'll notice, Jesus went around his normal day and he encountered demonic things all the time. You ever notice that? Just going about his normal day. Here's a kid that's demonic. Goes through an area. Here's a cemetery. He meets somebody demonic. It's all around. Every place we go. When you're walking in the spirit realm does stir up. I'm here to tell you. I don't know how many times I've been going home after a service, minding my own business, and somebody just flips me off. And I'm like, I don't even know that person. I haven't cut them off. I've been just driving normal. And I often wonder, they may not even know what they're doing. They become a mouthpiece for the enemy. Because what's in there, that spirit, when the spirit isn't of Christ, you're subject to that. But we have a different Lord. Hallelujah. You have the capacity. If you need to get filled with the Spirit and pray in the Spirit, do so. Because God will give you a language to unlock the supernatural in those arenas. We need to exercise that. It's a battle today. The lines have already been drawn and the church must arise. God knew that if I don't separate these two, Isaac would be affected forever. We also, if we don't separate ourselves from the works of the flesh, we're going to be the same. I'm not going to live this life carnal. Just skate through because I'm saved. No, I want to make a difference. If you have some aging here, there's no retirement in the kingdom. Most of Abraham's work, it seems to me, done in the later part of his life. So there's no retirement. Your body may be a little bit older, but you can still seek the Lord. Amen? And you're not going to get to heaven and just retire either. You're going to, whatever the Lord wants you to do, you're going to do that. Say amen. You're not going to get a glorified body just so you can lay around and play a harp all day. Now, there are some people that can play harps. They love it. That's cool. It sounds cool. That's not my portion. Amen? It's not my portion. Amen. I'd rather jam with the lamb, but we'll go from there. Amen. Only thing I can jam is maybe jelly. I've never been that graced, but The Lord's sufficient. Amen. Who knows? In heaven, I may get a solo. He can touch my voice. Amen. Or he'll just have a private setting. Okay, you can sing to me, but the rest of the people, give him a break. But God wants us to live victorious. How many agree there? How many need that newness to work in every area of our life? Then let's get back to those basics that we've been born again by His Spirit. He says, behold, I make all things new. That isn't just a one-time shot either. My mind can be renewed continually. I can walk in newness of life. It's more than just a quick shot, born again, you're done, and you walk through. No, the washing of the Word. I shared this with my wife. There are so many delivery companies today. They're everywhere. You name it. It's no longer the big three anymore. The Brown, everybody has a company. And it doesn't take me long to figure out by the use of their vehicles how well their drivers drive or care for what they do. The other day I saw a new company. It didn't take long. Within 1 year, I've seen dents, scratches. I've seen parts of the cab broken and trucks not even washed because the person is just doing a job. It's different. We just can't go through the motions. We need the washing of the Word. We need to represent ourselves like Christ, like every day we go out, because the world does see us. I can tell people who have driven for a living and those who just got a job and done it. Say amen. How many knows that, man, we're living for Christ? I'm going to represent Him. Hallelujah. I'm going to represent my Savior. And I'm going to let the world know that things are new in my life. Hallelujah. All things became new. I am forgiven. I am forgiven of every trespass and sin. Heaven's my home. Hallelujah. He is my Lord. What do I have to fear? I got the down payment of all that God has, the Holy Spirit. It's the earnest of expectation. I have the down payment of all that God has. And one day I'm going to walk into fullness forever with a glorified body. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. So you got flesh, you're going to have to drag it along for some time. But one day you're going to get a new body like it unto Christ. Hallelujah. I'm here with me in this church. You're going to walk by the Spirit. Then come against those things in the Spirit. Begin to bring down those strongholds. Begin to bring down those arguments. Begin to bring those things down. Take those that are in authority, those that God has placed, and pray for them earnestly. Hallelujah. He can set up and He can remove. We're not talking about a little God here. This is His planet. I said, this is His earth. Then, Lord, Thy will be done. Hallelujah. I like to keep it in perspective. You may be in position, but He owns the planet. Praise God. You enjoy this morning? I want us to walk in something new. I'm going to continue this next week. We didn't get a chance to finish today. I want to ask you here, how many here still struggle in areas of your flesh? Okay. How many have a little attitude sometimes you need adjusting, or this kind of still irks you a little bit? I have to admit, I do. Secondly, here is, how many have started in the Spirit at times, but then kind of worked it out in the flesh? Or how many have listened to the flesh when you should have waited than to hear it in the Spirit? Let's change these things. But here's the next part. How many were like, Abraham actually obeyed, even though it was hard for him? How many have obeyed too? I want to follow the Lord. Lord, even if there's a cost in it, I'm going to follow You. Even if it's a personal cost in relationships, I'm still going to serve You. We need that, church. If we'll do this, we'll make an impact today. I'm looking for everyone in here, no matter what age you are, to make an impact. You can. If you can pray, you can talk, you can make an impact. Hallelujah. I'm with you, church. It's the greatest days to live. It's the greatest days to live. We get a chance to see the fullness of the Scriptures being fulfilled right before our eyes. The Lord didn't want you born 2,000 years ago. He wanted you born now. So let's bind together and pray and seek the Lord like never before. Amen? And let's pray for those who have turned away from the Lord. The love of many has grown cold. Sometimes when people are at ease, they kind of do their own thing. And sometimes when there's too much time on people's hands, they get into mischief. Lord, let's get back to the basics, serving our God. Praise the Lord. Enjoy today. you would, lift your hands towards heaven. Father, I pray a blessing on this congregation. Lord, not only them, their extended family, Almighty God. That, Lord, we've heard from heaven. Lord, you said, cast out the bondwoman and her son. Because the flesh and the spirit cannot coincide together. So, Father, we're of the promise. So, Father, help us, Lord, to adjust our life. Lord God, to put aside things that are tripping us up, foolish things. And Lord, let us never put a stumbling block before somebody else. So Father, keep us pure and holy. And Lord, teach us to walk by the Spirit every day, because in you all things are new. So your blessing upon each one. Go with each one in strength and power, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for your time this morning. God bless you. Enjoy this weather. It's awesome. We'll see you soon.